Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Let's start preaching. I want to remind you that on the 8th and the 9th of November, we are traveling as a church. We are going for a retreat. Hallelujah. And each and everybody here must be part of that retreat in Jesus' name. Your neighbor didn't say amen. Ask your neighbor, why aren't you saying amen? We are all going on the 8th and the 9th. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So please make sure that whatever plans you have, if you are planning to go home, either go earlier or go later. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And make sure that you are available and you travel with us. We are going to a place called Altaleke. Praise and worship, please make sure all your mics are off. Amen. What was I saying? We are going to Altaleke. It's a place in Irene Centurion. Hallelujah. So it all comes at a low cost of 250 rand per person. Hallelujah. And you can start paying immediately. The amens are very suspicious. I said you can start paying immediately. If you have 100 rand, you can pay 100 rand for now. And then at the end of the month, you can pay the rest of the money. If you have 50 rand, you can pay 50 rand now. And at the end of the month, you can pay the rest of the money. But the most important thing is that we must all go to this retreat. Nobody must count themselves out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Olana, are you going? I can't hear you. Amen. Three men, are you going? Amen. Everybody here must go.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So please, some of you, your perfumes are very expensive. Just buy a cheap one for this month so that you can go to the retreat.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Just for once, spend your money on something that will edify your spiritual life.
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. We are currently talking about the subject of dreaming. I've been preaching this for a very long time, but I don't feel like I must go away from it. And I hope that somebody's life is being changed. Somebody's life is being transformed. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that God is encouraging you and you are receiving the Spirit to reach out for what God has for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to encourage you and to tell you that you are not here by mistake. You are not born by mistake. God loves you dearly with a love that cannot be explained. It will be very difficult. For as much as you love your child, to die for them, very difficult. But God showed us a love that is out of this world, that He willingly came and died for us. Are you listening to me? Now the Bible says, the person who didn't spare his son, how will he not give us everything else? God didn't bring us here to make a fool of us. God didn't bring us here to make a mockery of us. You are a star. That means you are destined for greatness. You are destined for glory. You are destined to shine. And you are destined to shine bright.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
You are here for a reason. And you are here to make an impact in this lifetime.
Amen.
Don't die. Don't allow yourself to die before you shine the way God wants you to shine. Many of God's people have accepted breadcrumbs. They have given up on the destiny that God wants them to have. That will not be your story. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and give Him praise. Now, read for me Genesis 13, 14, and 15.
Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after the Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said to Abraham, lift up now your eyes.
Uile armogo Abraham, emisa matlo a gago.
And look.
Libella.
For all the land which you
see.
Which you what?
See.
Do you have your Bible?
Amen.
The land which you what?
See.
He says, I will give it to you.
Are se o se bonang ke tla go fa sona.
Which means,
se se ra gore,
if God is going to do something for you,
you have to
see it first. Otherwise,
we
would have just taken Abraham and said, here, the land is yours. But he said, Abraham, look. What you can see, I will give to you. So it is important for us to dream, to see into the future that God wants us to have. Because God will not give it to us until we can see it. Many people have stopped seeing.
But when they
were younger, they could see. And maths slapped them twice or three times.
Maths obeba better.
Go school on. Pure maths.
At school.
When I was at school, it was called higher grade.
Neibitswa ka higher grade. Kana go kele go school on.
And it slaps you a little bit.
Ibe yo phaza misa.
It causes you to stop seeing.
E dira gore o sa kgona go bona.
And you say, modimo enga kriya mberekonyana, enga kriya.
If I can get a little job.
30% nyana. And many of us, even though we don't say it with our mouths,
le gere sa bulele ka melomo ya rona.
But our hearts and our actions,
dipilo tsa rona,
they say, you know what? Whatever falls off from anybody's table, that I will take. When God wants to give you your own table. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. It doesn't say you prepare breadcrumbs for me. It's a table. But you have to see. Like now, there's a strange presence today. Beautiful. And God is healing his people.
Modimo o fodisa batho ba gagwe.
But you have to see that God can heal you.
O tshwanetse wa bona gore Modimo a ka go fodisa.
Otherwise, we'll lay. Look how nice the hair, how big the hair is. We'll lay our hand until there's a chisco up here. And you will not be healed. But you have to see.
O tshwanetse wa bona.
Ask a neighbor, say, can you see?
Can you see? Now wa bona.
And many people, they can see how God can do things for others, but for themselves.
Batho ba bang ba khona go bona ka mkho modimo a ka direla batho.
Don't listen to that devil.
You are
a very special person in God's eyes.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, last week, I started telling you about the enemies of our dreams. And I taught you about an enemy that is called discouragement. A lot of us have given up on our dreams because we got discouraged.
True.
I don't want to go too much there. Today, I'm going to teach you about another enemy. And his name is laziness. Someone say laziness. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. I need your ears to be on me because I have determined to preach for a very short time.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 6.
Proverbs chapter 6.
From verse 6.
And verse 6.
Mullen, do we still have Bibles? Where's Mullen? Where's Mullen? Do we still have Bibles? How many are left? Two. So if you don't have a Bible, please make sure that you buy yourself a Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's about plus minus 80 rand. So after service, please see Sister Mullen. Mullen, just wave your hand. So if someone wants to buy a Bible, the sister at the back there who's waving her hand. Keep waving, keep waving, keep waving. That sister there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Tell a neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
In this church,
we don't sell oil.
We don't sell water. We want you to have a Bible.
Rivatla ubele Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please make sure, get yourself a Bible in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you in Proverbs chapter 6?
Oh, yes.
From verse 6. Read till verse 11.
Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 11. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we have a lighter version? I think it should be interesting what a lighter version says. Can someone borrow us their Bible? You've got New Living Translation. What else is there? NIV, whatever you have, lift up your hand. We want to borrow your Bible. You've got a different version. There you go. Read from verse 6 again.
Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the end, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man.
How many, we are still reading, but already the words are very sharp. How many already feel the sharpness of the words? Hey. It says, so shall poverty come as one that traveleth, and I want as an armed man. In other words, before you know it, like, does a robber announce that I'm coming to rob you tomorrow? Wait for me, I'll come around 10 o'clock. It's sudden. So when you are a lazy individual, before we know it, you will be struck down by poverty. And poverty means that you will not reach your dreams. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now laziness is the opposite of discipline. What does that mean? It means that when you are lazy, you do not do what you are supposed to do at the time you are supposed to do it.
Ge o le motho wa go tswafa, ga o dire se o tshwanetse wa sietsa ka nako e o tshwanetse wa etsa ka yona.
And this is what has killed many people.
Se se bulaile batho ba bantsi.
That when it is your time to learn and to study,
ge le nako ya gago ya gore o ithute o bale,
you did not do so.
Ga wa etsa ka tsela eo.
And as life progresses, suddenly, poverty strikes you. And poverty doesn't only mean lack of money. Poverty can mean lack of sleep. It can mean lack of peace. It can mean lack of joy. It can mean spiritually you are dry. There are different types of poverty. And the poverty is as a result of not doing what you are supposed to do at the time that you must do it. You cannot at the age of 90 and say, you know what, let me go to grade 1. No, it's not possible. There are things that you must do at a certain time. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Let me show you two scriptures. The first one is the one that we all know, the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 16. Luke chapter 15, 1-5.
Lucas 15,
from verse 11 to 16.
Lucas 15, verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine, and he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself...
Amen. Only to verse 16.
Okay.
Now I want us to jump back up to verse 13.
Verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country and there wasted his position with prodigal living.
And there wasted his possession with prodigal living. My version in the King James says, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. What does this mean? It means that he wasted everything he had because he lived an undisciplined life. Many people, when they think of laziness, they think of someone who sleeps too much. Laziness is not only a sleeper. There are people who are very busy, but they don't do the things that are important. If you go to visit them, you'll never find them at home. They are busy doing something. But year after year, there's no progress in their life. But they are busy people. And many of us suffer from that. You are very busy, but your busyness is spending time with your friends. You don't have one book in your house. These people don't want to say amen. Let me come and preach this side. One book, I think,
ahuna buka. Let me read small.
But you are busy with television. Seven Delan.
Ulibeleti TV.
Skim Sam. Generations. Uzalo. Muvango. Sibaya. All in one day. From 6 to 11 at night. Is there another one called Juju?
Chup chup.
Hey! But to say, let me read.
Erekibale.
Let me study.
Erekibale.
I'm going for an interview tomorrow. Let me just prepare.
Erekitukise.
Let me check my books. I can't remember. Let me check. How do you do that thing again? We don't do the things that we must do. It's laziness. Undisciplined living. If you look at everyone who has attained greatness in life, there is one common trait you will find in all of them, regardless of the field they are in, whether it is spiritual, political, entertainment. Those who attain greatness are those who master to live a disciplined life. You can't just be going around. Where are you? Okay, where are you? Kiko Main Lane. Okay, where are you? Kikai Kai. Mom Small. Because today's time is the social media time. Nkadi my phone. How go tropong?
When you're in town.
How Fitzman Lane? checking in. Even Dana Boom. But all this thing, how does it empower your life? How does it take you from one level to the other? We are a generation of likes. We want to see likes. Who likes?
Wow.
And we make ourselves very busy with things that does not empower and equip our lives. This young man in the Bible, he said, the Bible says he spent his possession with riotous living. The word riotous already tells you that munatimpulai.
Na batla go utla monate fela.
Moving from that place to that place, he was the in thing. He was trending. Oh, he was changing them girls, changing them boys. You stop saying amen. I'm coming this way. Someone say riotous.
Riotous.
I was talking to somebody yesterday. And I was encouraging the person in the Lord. And I could tell that the person was discouraged. He told me he went to school. He finished school. He
was
searching for internships, whatever. And nothing is happening. And I said to him, time spent with God is not a waste of time. The time that you have, don't waste it. Seek God.
Nyaka mudimo.
Pray.
Rapela.
Fast.
Itimedijo.
Read the Bible.
Bala Bible.
That time
nako yeu
is very precious.
Ebotlhokwa.
Don't waste it by being busy with all sorts of things.
Oskwa isinya ka go ba busy ka
dilo. That does not cause your life to flourish.
She disadire bophelo ba gago bo ye kodimo.
The fact that you don't have a job today is not a big problem. The problem is, what are you doing while you don't have a job? That is killing you more than you not having a job. You don't understand what I'm saying. What are you doing while you are sitting at home? Are you building yourself?
Now I aha.
Are you equipping yourself?
Now at the
are you feeding yourself? So that the time when God opens the doors, no one will resist you. When you open your mouth, they'll say, there's something about you, I like you. It's because of all that you've been sowing in your life while it seemed as though nothing is happening. So many people, during that period when nothing is happening or seems to be happening, they don't do the things that they are supposed to do. And this is what is killing our dreams. Somebody say laziness.
Laziness.
Is a strong enemy
kisira
of our dreams.
Sa di toro tsa rona.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Come with me to Matthew 25. Read from verse 14. I hope you've gotten the message already. I think I can close. Matthew 25 from verse 14 to 25.
Matthew 25 verse 14.
Yes.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents.
Can you see that he gave everybody talents? The only difference was he gave 1 5, he gave 1 2, and he gave 1 1. But everybody he gave something. As you are sitting here,
Jaka udutse mona,
God has invested in you. Everybody here,
babo tle mona.
There is nobody here who has no ability.
Agona motho o asina dikhonagalo.
There is nobody here who has no gift.
Agona o asina mpho.
There's nobody here who has no talent.
Agona o asinang talente.
All of us, God has given us something.
Babo tle gona le se modimo a re fileng sona.
But let's read, let's hear what happened.
Verse number 16. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time,
he who received 1 did what?
Hid his Lord's money.
Someone say laziness. When other people were going to trade, in other words, when other people were utilizing what God had given them, whether it was the one who had 5, whether it was the one who had 2, but what they had, they tried something. We don't know how long this period was when the king was away. Perhaps there was some trial and error, until there was some success. But the one who had 1 talent, he just went and hid it. Continue.
Verse number 19. After the long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you the ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you the ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant.
You wicked and lazy servant. It's always amazing that the Lord doesn't just see laziness as laziness, but he also sees it as wickedness. You wicked and lazy servant. Yes.
You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. You ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the reality is that God is not a respecter of persons. Anyone who has achieved greatness in this life is not some special superhuman. Anybody can become great. Anyone can ascertain the life that God had predestined you to have. But those who make it, as I have said earlier, they do the things they are supposed to do. And those who don't make it is because they don't do the things they are supposed to do. Recently, I was watching a man of God preaching. And I said to the Lord, how can I have what that man has? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, it comes with a price. And what I was asking for, he said, the price for what you are looking at is the price you have to pay for being in the Spirit continually. Many of us, we are always in the flesh and never in the spirit. The Lord said to me, if you want that one, you must be in the spirit all the time. So whatever you have to do to be in the spirit, you must do it. Then you will have what you are looking at. So there are things that you have to do for you to reach the dreams that you want. And there's a timing factor. You don't just sleep and then decide that, okay, when you're at school, you must study. When you're at work, you must work. There are some people who are so proud that they can sleep at work.
I sleep when they don't see me.
Nobody sees me. You see that they are happy. But the boss is not a fool. They can see.
Boss has his.
How will you know when they see when it's time for promotion? When it's time for increase? They will never give the sleeper. They will give those who work hard. Am I talking to somebody? So what I need you to get today, because most of us, when we think of laziness, we just think of a person who sleeps a lot. It's not only about sleeping, it's about doing the right thing at the right time. It's very important. Recently, I was listening to somebody, and he said, if you can read 2 hours a day, and you do it every day, in a year, you would have read 50 books. So there are people who have the discipline of sitting down every single day with everything else happening in their life. 2 hours I read.
2 hours
no matter what is happening, a day will not end without me reading for 2 hours. That person I'm talking about, he's building a 90,000 capacity church. Because he reads 2 hours a day. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
We have to do the things that we have to do.
Re tshwanetse ra dira dilo tse re tshwanetse ra di dira.
So that God can give us our destinies.
Modimo a khone go re fa se re tshwanetse ra ba sona.
The amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
So I beg you, some of us, we have children.
Babang baruna rena le bana.
And we already see
o khona go bona
that the children have become lazy.
Wa bona gore bana ba batswafa.
In other words,
ka mantswe mang,
they don't do the things they must do when they must do them.
Ga ba dire se ba tshwanetse ba se dira ka nako e ba tshwanetse ba dira ka yona.
If we do not correct that in their youth,
ge re sa laole se ge ba santsane e le ba banyane,
then as a parent we are watching the child destroy their future.
Re le batswadi re lebelletse bana ba senya maphelo a bona.
Doesn't do homework.
Ga yetse di homework.
Watches TV all the time.
O lebella TV
ka di playing all the time.
Wa tsameka.
That is an undisciplined life.
Ke bophelo bo bo sa laole reng bo.
Such a person will always be working for somebody.
Motho o o tla berekela o mong ka dinako
tsotlhe. If they ever get the job themselves.
Ge a ka fumana mmereko.
So you must put laws and rules in your home.
O tshwanetse wa beya melao le gaeng la gago.
From this time to this time we are reading.
Go tloga ka nako
e re bana. From this time to this time we are doing this.
Re etsa
sena. From this time to this time we are doing this.
Re etsa sena.
It's hard to implement if you've not been doing it.
Go thata ge go dira sele gore ne o sa se
dire. But if you can put these structures in your home and day to day living,
ka bia dilo tsena ko legaeng la gago.
You are building a future for your children.
O aga bokamoso for bana ba gago.
There are certain things I'm learning at my age.
Go na le dilo tse ke ithuta tsona
mo mmeleng. Because when I was younger, my mind was full of playing.
Tlhaloganyo ya ka ne tletse ka go tshamega ke kana go ke sa gola.
I look at some of my colleagues at work.
Batho ba bang ba yone ke bereka le bona.
Especially those who don't look like me.
Ba le gore ga ba tshwane le nna.
From the minute they walk in,
ge ba tsena,
they are busy.
Ba bereka.
Lunchtime, they go get their food, put it on the table.
O bia dijo.
But my friends who look like me,
baba tswana le nna,
when they get there in the morning, a full hour of talking,
ba bulela hour ka moka
before work can even begin.
Pele mmereko ka thoma.
When is break time, lunch time,
ge le nako ya go ja,
take the full lunch and even more. Sometimes they go before and they come back later. I know you won't say amen. I'm talking about other people, not you. When it comes for promotions and it comes to increases, when the people don't get increased, come and see the anger and the hatred they have. And the toy toying. But when it's time to work, they are busy chatting and so on and so forth. So this is a culture that is harming us. So I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Perhaps I may be preaching and you are saying, you know what, these things are not for me, but at least for your children. Make sure
it's a neti
that you develop discipline in them.
Ya gore ba laolega.
It will take them very, very far.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm closing. I want to show you four things
ke tla tswalla ka sena
that happen as a result of laziness.
Ke tla gopo ke batla go bontsha se se diragala ka lebaka la go tswafa.
Number 1.
Samatomo.
Laziness causes you to take shortcuts. Matthew 26, verse 14 to 16.
So from that time, he sought an opportunity to betray him.
Hey! Hey! Instead of this guy, if he wanted to have money, he should have gone and worked. But he said that if I can sell out Jesus,
are you
listening to me? Then I will have money. I'll be rich. Many people are taking shortcuts in life. And it's a result of laziness because you don't want to do the things that you have to do. One day I was writing an exam. And there was a guy sitting next to me. And as he was writing, he had a paper next to him. Writing. He spoke to me, he said to me, if the lecturer will make a mistake and not walk around during this test, I'm going to get 100%. And indeed, the lecturer sat on his table and he was working while we were writing the test. Oh, the man was busy. Someone says shortcuts. When he finished, he gave it to me. Yeah, I should answer more.
Here are answers.
And by that time, I was a serious Christian. And I had to decide. Because at that time, as I was writing, everything I had studied, I forgot. And this guy is giving me
100%
banana here. And I said in my heart, I'm a child of God. Because he gave me the paper and walked out. He first gave it to me, and he kept on noticing I'm not looking. And he said, and then he walked out. So I took the paper, I hid it. And I said, if I fail, I fail. To my shock, when I said that, everything I studied came back.
Yeah, Toma Hoboa.
And I passed that exam.
Kapasa.
And I got a distinction for that subject.
Kafumana a distinction.
I didn't have to take shortcuts.
Amen.
I didn't have to cheat.
Hakia cheat.
But many lazy people take shortcuts.
Subaba nshibanya kaditsila zenyani.
One day my mother had a good friend where she was working. I still remember there's a mug that either she gave my mother or something. Then one day this lady disappeared. When I found out she had faked her matric papers, everything was fake. So when she found out, she disappeared. Why? She took shortcuts. At the time when she was supposed to do the things she was supposed to do, she didn't do it. When she realized the effect of not doing the things you are supposed to do, she went for shortcuts. But shortcuts never last. You can never have peace with shortcuts. You will always be looking behind your back because you will be feeling that someone noticed that I took a shortcut. And you don't learn anything when you take shortcuts. I'm talking to myself. You are not here. Are you here? Push your neighbor and say, no more shortcuts. I'll push them and wake them up and say, no more shortcuts.
No more shortcuts.
Don't take shortcuts, ladies and gentlemen.
Squat here, the shortcuts.
Some years ago, I was doing my driver's license.
License.
And when we were going to test, I was going with this other lady. As we were going, we were talking about the driving test that we are about to take. And I was telling her that I'm nervous. She was also saying, oh, I'm nervous. Then as I took my test, I failed.
Ka faila.
Then I heard that she passed.
Ka utla gore o passitse.
I said, wow.
Ka re wow.
On my way back, the guy who took us there, he said, hey, this lady,
ausi ona,
she paid chocho long ago.
Ke khala patetse.
So in my mind, I'm saying, oh, as I'm talking to her, I think I have a partner in our going to. Kanti she has already know that I should took a shortcut.
Na tseba gore o tsere shortcut.
Shortcut has become a norm.
Di a tloelega.
It's part of society now.
Re phila le tsona.
But know that it is laziness. It is an effect of laziness.
Ke go tswafa.
And you can never attain your dreams through shortcuts.
O ka se fitlhele ditoro tsa gago.
God can never bless you by your shortcuts.
A ka se go segofatse ka ditsela tsenyane tse o di tsiang modimo.
Sooner or later, shortcuts will make you cry.
O tla lla.
Judas Iscariot died because of shortcuts.
Judas o ile a tlhokofala ka lebaka la go tsia ditsela tse.
Am I talking to somebody? Laziness will cause your success to be short-lived.
Go tswafa go tla dira gore tswelopelo ya gago e be enyane.
It will cause your success to be short-lived. 1 Chronicles chapter 10 verse 13 to 15. 1 Chronicles chapter 10 verse 13 to 14. Sorry, verse 13 to 14. Are you there? Chronicles, 1 Chronicles is in the Old Testament, chapter 10, verse 13 to 14. Yes, sir.
13. Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and because he consulted a medium for guidance. He did not inquire of the Lord. Therefore he killed him and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was one of the kings of Israel.
O nilo mong wa dikgosi tsa ko Israel.
Whom God himself made him king.
But
the Bible says God killed him. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, you need discipline to reach your destiny. Once you reach there, you need discipline to sustain it. You need discipline to get there. And once you are there, you need discipline to sustain it. So this man had not developed his relationship with God. When things were not going well for him, he told his people, look for a sangoma, I need a sangoma. And even the people around him, there were also undisciplined people. They said, oh, we know a sangoma, she lives there. And he went and received consultation from a sangoma. Someone say shortcuts.
Shortcut.
And because he went and received information from a sangoma, the Bible says God killed him.
Bible re modimo o ile a mulaya.
God did what?
Killed him.
If you do not fight off this laziness and lack of discipline,
ge o sa lwane le go tswafa le go selaolege,
if by some miracle you attain what you want to have,
o a fumana se o batla go ba le sona ka mohlolo,
you will lose it.
Se tla go lahlegela.
I said, you what? You lose it. I heard of a young man who was working somewhere. But every month end, when he gets paid, he will disappear for 1 week. Nobody will know where he is. When the money runs out, then he will appear. When you see him, you know that he doesn't have money anymore. Then he'll be working, 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 working. Payday, disappear for a week, 2 weeks. You see, he has been blessed with a job. But the lack of discipline and laziness is eating the blessing that he has. Your success will be short-lived. That's why many people who win the lotto, maximum 5 years, then the money disappears. Because those people, when they get that money, they don't have the discipline to do the things that you must do to sustain that wealth. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Laziness will cause you to be a burden. The prodigal son that I told you about, the Bible says he went and wasted his possession with riotous living.
So after
that, he became a burden. People had to feed him. People had to take care of him. He was no longer self-sustaining. He became somebody's burden. Hey! One day, somebody was getting married. And I phoned the person. I said, oh, how are the preparations going? Do you know the answer I got? Yo, God is so good. I said, amen, God is good. And when I called that person, my intention was that I wanted to help. I wanted to help financially. But the answer I got was, God is good. I said, oh, okay, powerful. He's good. I took my help, I put it back in my pocket. And I continue with my life. A few days before the wedding, the person calls me. And the person says, I need to borrow 5,000 rand. I say, ah!
I 5,000.
I said, I can't give you 5,000 rand. I know my money will not come back. So you see, the person was now becoming a burden. When I was getting married, I didn't borrow money from anybody. My lobola came back with change. I'm sure nobody here wants to be a burden. So do the things that you have to do so that you don't become a burden. Where somebody has to work hard for themselves and for you. It becomes a result. It happens when you don't do the things that you have to do at the time that you are supposed to do it. And it is because of a lack of discipline. And the last one for today, laziness will cause you to lose great opportunities. These gentlemen in Matthew chapter 25 who were given talents. The one who had one, he hid his talent. When you read the same story from the book of Luke, you'll see that the one who had five got 10 cities.
The
one who had five got five cities.
And
the one who hid his talent got nothing. And not only that, he got nothing. The Bible says the little that he was given was taken away from him and given to the one who had ten.
You
lose opportunities. I said, you do what?
You lose opportunities.
When a job opportunity comes, do you want to lose it? You've been waiting for a job for so long and it comes, do you want to lose it?
No.
Then the time you have, equip yourself. If you sit and do nothing, that is wasting. Read. Educate yourself. Sometimes you don't even have to go back to school. There's something called self-education. You can just equip yourself by educating yourself. The day that the door of opportunity opens, nobody will deny you. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise. Laziness is a strong enemy of our dreams. And one of the problems with laziness is that it causes you to always point fingers and to blame somebody else. Your future and destiny is in your own hands. Regardless of the difficulties you might have faced growing up, God is not a respecter of persons. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Push your neighbor, say,
my lovely neighbor.
Let's decide. To be disciplined. Let's decide. To do the things. We are supposed to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you going to fight this enemy called laziness?
Amen.
Hey. It's a dangerous enemy. And nobody wants to be called lazy. No.
They
will beat
you.
You're saying I'm lazy. But the Bible says you will know them by what? They are fruits. Doesn't matter what you call yourself, your fruits speak. I'm sorry, I'm not preaching messages that make you shout and jump. But I'm trying to give you muscles that you know you can't see physically.
Amen.
That will build your life.
Amen.
If you fail, it's your fault. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Pastor, I want to be a doctor. You don't become a doctor by being lazy. Pastor, I want to have a prayer life. You don't have a prayer life by being lazy. Pastor, I want to be spiritual. It doesn't happen by being lazy. Pastor, I want to have this. Hey, you must do the things that you must do. Doesn't matter what field you want to chase in life.
Amen.
There are things that you must do. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. We are going to pray. It's not easy to fight laziness. More especially if it's been in your life from youth. But Jesus said something that I like. He said,
Really?
the flesh
nama
is weak,
khaina matla,
but the spirit
moya
is willing.
Wanyaka.
The flesh is what?
Is weak.
But the spirit is what? Is willing. In other words,
come on, someone.
You can fight this enemy by being in the spirit. As you draw closer to God, you are infused with supernatural energy to do the things that you are supposed to do. How many? You tell yourself that I want to wake up and pray. You set an alarm. When the alarm rings, that alarm becomes your biggest enemy. But you set it. But now it's like, this thing. Now when it's time to wake up, 5 more minutes. 5 minutes becomes an hour. But notice also when you come close to God. Say you set your alarm for 4 a.m.
Obia 4 a.m.
At 3:59 you katapal katepakot tatepato katefetapa pol pel posh de ble pepe. There's no fight, there's no struggle. Because the energy is supernatural.
Mafulofulo kya simoya.
It's coming from the spirit.
Atlaga simoyeng.
Is not through your physical and natural strength. When I was a student, God used to wake me up. I would literally feel a hand and I'll hear a voice, study. And I'll wake up and study. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. In other words, it becomes possible in the spirit. So we fight this enemy by being spiritual. Only Mam Ruth is saying amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Amen.
We're going to pray one simple prayer topic and say, Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Ghost. Because all of a sudden, the things that have been difficult to do, it will become easy to do. Lift up your voice, talk to the Lord, He's here.
Mudimu, Lord, fill us, Father. Lord, fill me. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. Lord, you said that if we being evil know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Lord, our prayer is that you fill us with your spirit. Fill us with your spirit. We ask that you fill us. We ask that you fill us, my Father, with your spirit. I pray that you fill me, Father, with your spirit. With your spirit. With your spirit, Lord.
Pray,
I ask
somebody,
that you fill
pray,
me.
Pray, 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 pray.
Fill me, Father. Fill me, Father. By your spirit, Lord.
Ask him for the Holy Ghost.
Oh, I ask for your Holy Spirit. I pray for your Holy Spirit.
If any man thirsts, let him come unto me. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Shanta kiata balamo sekere monta. Bentu kulimu sahandere mo shihabala mayanda. Father, we pray for your spirit. Fill us, O Father. Fill us, O God. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, O God. I ask for your spirit. I ask for your spirit. Katurian de le monta, kibalaba shakata mahande le monta, mababo shikapalaba santa brakayanta. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for your spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord. With the Holy Spirit. Katuri andele monta. Shakata paya bala monta. Kabalama shantele montes.
Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The whole church will shout aloud, Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.